Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Smell of the Night by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. Chapter 1. The shutter outside the wide-open window slammed so hard against the wall that it sounded like a gunshot. Montalbano, who at that moment was dreaming he was in a shootout, suddenly woke up, sweaty and at the same time freezing cold. He got up, cursing, and ran to close everything. The north wind was blowing so icy and insistent that instead of brightening the colors of the morning as it had always done, it was carrying them away, erasing them by half, leaving behind only afterimages, or rather, faint blotches of the sort made by a Sunday watercolorist. Apparently the summer, which several days earlier had already entered its final throes, had decided during the night to give up the ghost and make way for the season to come, which should have been autumn. Should have been, because in fact, to judge from the entry it was making, this autumn was already looking like the depths of winter. Lying back down, Montalbano started elegizing on the disappearance of the transitional seasons. Where had they gone? Swept up, like everything else, by the ever-faster rhythm of human existence, they too had adjusted. Realizing they represented a pause, they had died out, because nowadays no pause can ever be granted by this increasingly frenzied rat race and the endless verbs that feed it.